Have you ever considered that the honey sitting in your pantry might be more powerful than half the supplements in your medicine cabinet? For over 5,000 years, this golden substance has been revered as both food and medicine. Cleopatra bathed in it, ancient Greek physicians prescribed it for wounds, and today's researchers are discovering it can fight antibiotic-resistant superbugs. While we've spent decades chasing synthetic solutions and processed alternatives, honey has quietly waited, unchanged and unimprovable, containing the same healing compounds that sustained our ancestors. As modern science circles back to validate ancient wisdom, we're learning that some of nature's simplest gifts remain its most profound. Honey begins as flower nectar, transformed by bees through enzymatic magic. These industrious insects add enzymes, reduce moisture, and store the result in hexagonal cells. What emerges is a complex matrix of at least 181 substances, amino acids, enzymes, minerals, vitamins, and powerful antioxidants like bioflavonoids and phenolic acids. Think of it as nature's multivitamin that actually tastes good. Unlike table sugar, honey harbors dozens of health-promoting compounds comparable to fruit. When researchers gave healthy men buckwheat honey, their blood antioxidant levels jumped 7%. The darker the honey, the more potent these benefits. Not all honey is equal. Acacia is light and medicinal, buckwheat is dark and antioxidant-rich, manuka possesses remarkable antibacterial properties. Darker honeys are the extra virgin olive oil of honey. Beyond the jar, bees pollinate 1/3 of our food supply. Without them, our food system would collapse. Choosing real honey supports both your health and the pollinators that sustain us all. Egyptian physicians prescribed honey 5,000 years ago for wounds we still treat with it today. The Bible references honey over 20 times as a symbol of health. Greek mythology tells of Melissa, who fed infant Zeus with stolen honey and became the first queen bee. Hippocrates prescribed it for wounds and coughs. When European settlers brought honeybees to America in 1638, Native Americans called them white man's flies, recognizing these insects as essential colonial partners. The 20th century brought validation and innovation. The 1950s squeezable honey bear revolutionized convenience. Dr. D.C. Jarvis's 1970s bestseller, Folk Medicine, sparked soaring demand. Most significantly, researcher Peter Molin discovered Manuka honey could fight antibiotic-resistant bacteria, revolutionizing modern hospital wound care. Today, honey isn't just folk medicine, it's evidence-based treatment used worldwide. A single cup of honey contains over 1,000 calories, though typical servings are much smaller. What matters is its nutritional profile: vitamin C, calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, zinc, B vitamins, and amino acids, with zero saturated fat or cholesterol. Unlike refined sugars' empty calories, honey delivers functional nutrition. The American Heart Association recommends women limit added sugars to 5 teaspoons daily, 100 calories, men to 8 teaspoons. Within these limits, choosing honey means getting antioxidants, enzymes, and minerals alongside sweetness, like eating an apple versus drinking apple-flavored corn syrup. When shopping, verify labels list only one ingredient, honey. Products containing corn syrup or labeled honey-flavored are imposters flooding discount stores. The Mediterranean diet, celebrated for promoting longevity and preventing chronic disease, officially recognizes honey as a recommended sweetener, reflecting millennia of use in regions where honey integrates into plant-based eating patterns rich in olive oil, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and moderate fish and wine. Honey heals through multiple mechanisms. Its high sugar content dehydrates bacteria, its natural acidity, pH 3 to 4, repels pathogens, it produces hydrogen peroxide for antiseptic action, and its antioxidants fight inflammation. Croatian scientists found it significantly decreased tumor growth in mice and inhibited bladder cancer cell proliferation in laboratory studies. Cancer patients using honey topically experienced less discomfort from treatment-related mouth sores. While not a cure, honey appears to strengthen immune function and reduce metabolic stress. Despite being calorie dense, honey supports weight management. Its intense sweetness means you need less. One teaspoon, 21 calories, satisfies cravings that might otherwise lead to a 300 calorie dessert. Some researchers suggest taking 1 to 2 tablespoons before bed optimizes fat burning during sleep by fueling your liver overnight. For heart health, honey lowers blood pressure and improves cholesterol. A Japanese study found royal jelly supplements significantly lowered total and LDL cholesterol. Honey's polyphenols may regulate blood pressure, while bedtime consumption reduces adrenaline and promotes restorative sleep, both beneficial for cardiovascular health. Modern science confirms ancient wisdom. Olive oil, honey, and walnuts contain phenolic compounds with powerful antioxidant activity that may lower risks of diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and hypertension. The safest approach remains eating a variety of whole foods, especially plants, with honey as a natural sweetener. Incorporating honey into cooking is simple. Substitute honey for up to half the sugar in most recipes, sometimes all of it. Reduce liquid by a quarter cup per cup of honey. Add 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon baking soda per cup of honey to neutralize acidity. Lower oven temperature by 25 degrees to prevent overbrowning. Beyond the kitchen, honey serves remarkable purposes. Cleopatra's legendary beauty regimen included honey facials and milk and honey baths, treatments still offered in luxury spas today. Create your own. Blend cucumber, aloe vera, chamomile tea, and honey for an eye treatment. Mix honey with castile soap and lemon juice for body wash. Combine honey with Epsom salt and eucalyptus oil for a foot soak. Beeswax makes exceptional candles that burn clean, last longer, and naturally purify air by releasing negative ions. One crucial safety note: never feed honey to infants under 1 year old. It may contain Clostridium botulinum spores that can cause infant botulism. Colony collapse disorder emerged in 2006 when honeybee colonies began mysteriously vanishing. Scientists investigated climate change, pesticides, mites, viruses, monoculture farming, and cell phone radiation. Research centers funded by universities and companies like Haagen-Dazs work urgently to solve this crisis. Without bees, 1/3 of our food supply disappears. Some beekeepers believe we've disrupted natural bee biology through selective breeding, unnatural square hives, and mass production. Their controversial solution: let natural selection strengthen populations by ending chemical treatments and supporting local beekeepers who maintain traditional practices. Urban beekeeping is surging in cities like Denver, New York, and Minneapolis, with many newcomers being women seeking control over food sources. As industrial beekeeping faces crises, this grassroots movement suggests decentralized, small-scale beekeeping may offer resilience. Looking toward 2050, honey might become precious as demand exceeds supply, making backyard hives as common as vegetable gardens. We live in an era of pharmaceutical solutions, yet honey remains unchanged for millennia, requiring no improvement, offering no side effects. What ancient Egyptians knew, what Greek physicians prescribed, modern science now confirms. Perhaps most profound is how honey connects us to the natural world. Each variety tells a story: the flowers, climate, and geography that shaped it. Buckwheat honey's robust earthiness or acacia's delicate floral notes capture specific ecosystems. In a world disconnected from nature, honey offers a sweet reminder: the most powerful medicines often come from partnerships with the natural world. So the next time you reach for that jar, pause. You're holding liquid gold, ancient medicine, ecological miracle, participating in a tradition spanning 5 millennia. In an age of complexity, honey offers elegant simplicity, nature's perfect food, humanity's oldest healer, still working its quiet magic, one golden spoonful at a time.